local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
It is Pensacola right now. This is News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Weather looks absolutely great out there. Plenty of sunshine in the high 60s, warming up into the 70s for the homecoming air show on board NAS Pensacola. We'll have a coverage of that. Blue Angel Media today. So we will have you covered there. Full rundown of everything happening in your world today, November 2nd of 2023. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. We start with our top three stories today. Over 70 Americans have been able to get out of Gaza this week. The Gaza Border Crossing Authority issued a new list of passport holders overnight who have been approved to leave. The list includes about 400 Americans.
This is my fifth attempt to leave. We evacuated our house about 19 days ago.
And at least 300 foreign citizens were able to leave yesterday as Israeli airstrikes continued in the region. The crossing was opened after Egypt, Hamas, and Israel agreed up to 500 people may cross daily. A woman will lead the U.S. Navy for the first time in the service's history. The Senate confirming Navy Admiral Lisa Franchetti as Chief of Naval Operations today. She's the first woman to fill the role and will become the first woman to be a permanent member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. She was first nominated back in July, but her promotion has been stalled for months due to Senator Tommy Tuberville's hold on confirmations. More on that coming up in national headlines. And Republicans may soon make a decision on whether to impeach President Biden. House Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters today his party is coming to a point of decision on impeachment. He says, though, investigations have focused on whether Biden illegally benefited from his family's foreign business dealings, and those investigations are ongoing. Those are our top three stories today. We say hello. I'm Joe Ford, and Austin in the studio with me today. Austin, is this like your Christmas day today?
It's about as close as we're going to get, yeah.
I noticed in our sports headlines today that we have, at the same time, the Wake Forest Demon Deacons taking on the Duke Blue Devils.
Yes.
And your Pittsburgh Steelers in action. Has that ever happened in the history of your life where Wake Forest and the Steelers have played at the same time and you have to watch either both of them or pick which one or go back and forth? How does that work?
If there's a time that that's happened, I can't think of it recently, but I know that I'm going to have to choose Wake Forest on that one.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've got, like, Wake on YouTube TV. And yeah. I got the Steelers on Amazon.
Sure.
That's going to be a hassle switching between those two.
It will be a hassle. I mean, you have the Amazon app, though, right? You can just watch the second one on your phone.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. Ah, okay. Yeah, I like the way you think.
There
yeah.
you go. That's right. We are informative, local, and dependable, and informational. We give great life advice, relationship advice, and we also, you know, have good tips on multi-watching sporting events. Yes, I have two TVs. I have recently put one of them outside, mainly because my living room floor is now my daughter's playground.
Yeah.
So we went out and bought a giant rug because, I mean, she is like at any minute now going to figure out that she can crawl more than like 2 feet at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's starting the process of trying to stand up on her own and all that. So she's got a whole big layout of toys and mats and everything like that. So I have relinquished a small portion of the far corner of our room where I would have the second TV to have multiple games on at a time.
Yeah.
So I guess the next step in my evolution as a father is where I will then lose access to the TV and be resorted to the phone while, you know, Bluey or something is on the big screen.
Cocoa Melon, yeah.
So like I am slowly evolving into a father who has to, you know, keep their daughter or son entertained.
It's a rite of passage.
That's where we're headed on that. Just shy of 4:15 here. We'll get to our local headlines coming up in just a moment. We will start on the roads and our weather this afternoon. And meteorologist Alan Strum starts us off.
The weather overnight, not quite as chilly with low temperatures down in the 40s. Still cool, but not as cold. Clear skies tonight, and we'll have sunshine over the next several days all the way through the weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, high temperatures will be in the 70s and a little bit warmer each day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, so really nice right now, sunny and 67 degrees. And Austin, let's see how the roads are.
All right, so in Pensacola, I am seeing some backups on Brent Lane heading westbound towards North Davis Highway. And that's really the big one right now in Pensacola. But in Milton, we are dealing with some serious congestion on Caroline Street as we're just about to go over Blackwater River. There has been a crash reported, and it's backed up pretty far, all the way back to Red Brick Road.
All right. Further down on 90 in Pace, looks like this is right past the Taco Bell west of Chumukla Highway. An accident is reported there. Looks like slowdowns are mainly in the eastbound lanes there as you're approaching that intersection. And in Pensacola, there is a minor accident at this point on 9 Mile Road just east of Highway 29. That looks like it's in the westbound lanes right there. Mm-hmm. Text line is 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 850-262-6111. Taking a look at some local headlines today, we start with a deadly shooting from last night, a suspect now identified. That shooting happening in Brownsville on West Blunt Street. The sheriff's office says they're looking for 28-year-old Shabri Steverson. A male victim was found with a gunshot wound to the abdomen and was transported to a hospital where he died. Not much known about the incident right now other than it reportedly stemmed from an argument. And if you have any information on Steverson, you're asked to contact the sheriff's office or Crime Stoppers. Media day out at NAS Pensacola today for the homecoming air show tomorrow and Saturday. And our Andrew McKay got to talk with Blue Angels slot pilot number 4, Lieutenant Commander Scott Guzens. Guzens, it will be his last performances tomorrow and Saturday, so definitely bittersweet for him.
People talk about how busy it is, how exciting it is, how unlike anything you've ever done before this tour is like, and that's absolutely true, and there's no way to really be prepared for it when you arrive, but I tell you what, having gone through 2 years and coming out the backside now, it's been absolutely incredible, and it's been something I wouldn't trade for the world.
And Goosens will be returning to the fleet after this weekend. And for the full interview, Andrew will have that coming up on the Pensacola Morning News at 7:40 tomorrow. This evening, Escambia County Commissioners are set to vote on whether to set a public hearing on the proposed revision to an ordinance that helps rein in aggressive panhandling. County Administrator Wes Moreno talked to us this morning.
It's going to be a real problem. It's been a real problem. And sometimes it gets mixed with homelessness. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But there's some aggressive things going on in some of our intersections, and I think our community is they're speaking loudly about it. I mean, there's people making gestures, hollering, cussing at motorists. Some of them even hit cars or kick cars.
So the proposal would make it illegal to stand on a median or sidewalk and do anything that impedes the flow of traffic. There is a similar law on the books, but the sheriff's office says it's not enforceable in its current form because of the way it's written. So the public hearing is expected to happen early December, I believe the 7th is the date on that. We also heard from Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall as far as the red light camera pilot program. One question many have is, well, what if I get a ticket but I wasn't the one driving? Randall has the answer on that.
In the process, there'll be a affidavit where people can file and say, hey, such and such was using my car on such and such date and time, and then it will be transferred over to that particular person. Because if you're not operating the vehicle and you let somebody else use it, I mean, that's the responsibility of the person that was using it. But it'll be a sworn affidavit.
Yeah, so Randall says and warns that because it is a sworn affidavit, if somebody attempts to get out of a ticket and lies on it, They could face legal penalties on top of that. The city has identified intersections with the most red light violations and crashes, and they are working towards installing cameras at several of those intersections. So, big update there. 419 right now. We'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines still to come. It's Pensacola Right Now, Thursday edition on News Radio 92.3.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of my favorite church hymns on the topic of prayer is entitled, I Must Tell Jesus. The four verses deal with two topics, handling heavy burdens and fighting sinful temptation. Here are the words to the first verse. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. That's powerful, right? Here are the words of the fourth verse. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus and he will help me over the world the victory to win. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're facing today, whether it's heavy burdens or it's sinful temptation, take time to pray and tell Jesus and let him work in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the show, we had a really good conversation with Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno about the proposed changes to the median standing / panhandling ordinance in the county, the SEC tournament, and the District 4 Community Center renovations. Also talked with the Chief of Police, Eric Randall, for PPD about the new substation, the red light running provisions that Mayor D.C. Reeves has proposed, and unmarked cars. You can listen to those podcasts and the entire show at newsradio923.com.
Well, I was thinking about Abraham Lincoln and the enemies of the truth, but I could not tell a Kennedy from a John Wilkes Booth. Now out of my way, out of my way, out of my way, hot rocket on record today, and I feel like picking up.
424 News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Austin with you, getting you up to speed on everything happening in your world today, November 2nd, 2023. A bit of a warm-up today, and that's going to continue over the next couple of days here. Should be around 72 degrees, 76 on Saturday for the Blue Angel Saturday show. And sunshine is continuing into next week as well, so still dry conditions. Reminder, a burn ban does remain in effect for Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties at this moment. Really quickly here, right before we get to our, let's just do it now. Traffic and weather together here on the fives. We'll start on the roads. Austin, what's the situation?
Thanks, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking in Escambia County first, we've got a lot going on near and on North Davis Highway. We've still got some congestion on Brent Lane heading towards North Davis. We've also got some on Airport Boulevard heading the same way. And on North Davis Highway itself near Schubert Drive, we do have an accident reported that's causing, at least currently, some minor backups. We've also got one reported on, this is North Palafox Street heading towards it on East Burgess Road. We've also got an accident there, but not a ton of congestion currently. As for Santa Rosa County, once again, we've got some huge congestion on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River. It's backed up near Red Brick Road.
Yes, I see that as well. Doesn't look like the accident on Highway 90 in Pace west of Shamukla Highway is causing major slowdowns right now, so that should be off to the side. Causeway looks good. Escambia Bay Bridge looks good in both directions. So, main situations there on Davis Highway, as you said. As far as the weather goes, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Cool again overnight, but not as chilly. Overnight lows will be down in the 40s. Sunshine Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And each day it gets a little bit warmer. All through the weekend, we'll have high temperatures in the 70s, and it will be rain-free. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. And again, right now, 67 degrees, sunny skies. Overnight low tonight's going to be 48. Taking a look at some state headlines today, Senator Rick Scott making some news as he is officially endorsing a candidate for president, and it is not Florida's governor. In an op-ed for Newsweek, Scott says while every Republican in the field would be a better president than Joe Biden, quote, Republican voters are making their voices heard loud and clear. They want to return to the leadership of Donald Trump.
And Florida is taking to the sky in its first ever air taxi test flight. Officials say they conducted an urban air mobility trial at Tampa International Airport earlier this morning. It was in collaboration with German aircraft manufacturer Volocopter. The electric-powered aircraft is designed to take people and supplies to different places within city limits.
In favor of that, for sure, depending on the price.
Yeah.
Lawmakers laying out their plans ahead of next week's special legislative session. Both the House and Senate have released their proposals, including a change to the state school voucher program. The change would remove a cap on the program to benefit students with disabilities and would be funded by more than $300 million set aside in the state budget. They will also discuss additional sanctions on Iran, and the session starts Monday, and it's expected to last 4 days.
Also, Southwest Airlines is planning for a major shift in Florida. The company says they'll transfer most of its international operations from Fort Lauderdale to Orlando. The airline also plans to add 6 daily nonstop flights to the Caribbean and Central America starting in June.
National headlines today, Republican senators tried to confirm more than 60 military officers' promotions last night in a direct challenge to Senator Tommy Tuberville, but he would not budge.
I will keep my hold in place until the Pentagon follows the law or the Democrats change the law. Every day this continues is a day that Democrats think abortion is more important than the nomination and our military.
So Tuberville trying to force the Pentagon to overturn the policy of paying travel costs for military members and dependents seeking abortions. The episode lasted several hours last night, including Senators Joni Ernst, Lindsey Graham, and Mitt Romney.
Wow. There was a vote to expel Representative George Santos last night, but it failed. It fell short of the two-thirds needed. Santos has been under fire for months due to allegations of lying about his personal history, and he's also facing 23 federal charges, including allegedly stealing people's identities.
In Cornell, the university student who allegedly threatened to kill Jewish students is being held without bail. Prosecutors say 21-year-old Patrick Dye posted threats on a website to shoot up a kosher dining hall. He's facing 5 years in prison if convicted, and he's been suspended by the university.
And one of the former Memphis officers accused in the killing of Tyree Nichols has pleaded guilty to federal charges. Desmond Mills Jr. pleaded guilty to 2 of 4 federal charges in a Tennessee court Thursday and also agreed to plead guilty to state charges. It's part of a plea deal with prosecutors that prosecutors say will require him to testify against other defendants in the case.
The man accused of killing Tupac is pleading not guilty today. Dwayne Davis was arrested in September for the drive-by shooting that killed Shakur in 1996. His arraignment has been delayed twice now because of lack of legal counsel today. He was appointed a public defender, and he did not retain his own lawyer. Davis faces life in prison if convicted. Also, 2 of Donald Trump's sons now done testifying in the former president's civil fraud trial. Trump Jr. pointed to the company's accounting department and others for any inaccurate documents the Trump organization sent to banks afterward, told reporters it's political persecution because the banks in question made hundreds of millions of dollars. 4:30 right now, Fox News Update is next. We're back with a look at what's happening in the world of sports tonight.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Eric Trump is the latest to testify at a New York civil fraud trial involving his father's businesses. Fox's Nate Foy is in Manhattan.
He's already testified that he never saw or worked on any statements of financial condition for the Trump organization. And this comes after Don Jr. wrapped up his testimony. Both brothers are co-defendants in this trial alongside their father, former President Donald Trump. All three of them deny any wrongdoing.
The former president is scheduled to testify Monday. Israeli forces continue their push into Hamas-controlled territory. This is evacuees attempt to flee Gaza and south into Egypt. Fox's Mike Tobin.
Hundreds of foreign passport holders crowded today with the hope that they would get out.
The Biden administration says 74 Palestinian Americans were among those evacuating today. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, student loan repayments resumed last month for the first time in a few years, and millions of Americans reportedly received some incorrect bills. According to a memo that was published on the Department of Education's website, the Office of Federal Student Aid reportedly admitted that it incorrectly processed some payments that affected up to 3 million borrowers. According to an Education Department memo, some 78,000 borrowers received incorrect monthly bills under the Biden administration's new SAVE plan. And in M&A news, entertainment giant Disney says that it's going to be acquiring Comcast's one-third stake in Hulu for about $8.6 billion. In a statement, the company said that the acquisition of the stake at fair market value would further Disney's streaming objectives. Now, Disney has been trying to acquire the remaining shares of Hulu since 2019. And recently, Disney CEO Bob Iger said that he was looking to acquire the remaining shares of Hulu. On Wall Street, stocks closed sharply higher, the Dow up over 500 points, the NASDAQ up over 200. That's Your Money Now.
Our generation didn't wear bike helmets. We drank from the hose, rode in cars without seat belts, did things that are unthinkable today. But we're not invincible. These days, we have doctor's appointments, multiple medications, and chronic conditions to manage. Fortunately, there's Teladoc Health. Teladoc Health brings together all of your healthcare into one program, including everything from primary care to chronic care management. Learn more at teladochealth.com. That's T-E-L-A-D-O-C health.com.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers. Available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you...
Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Bruce Bochy already won 3 World Series with the San Francisco Giants and also another NL pennant with the Padres. Then after 3 seasons away from the game, he lands with the Texas Rangers, doesn't lose a single road playoff game, and delivers the franchise their first ever championship. Bochy was already a legendary manager, but now this 4th title makes him an immortal figure in baseball history. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, professional referee Tim Donaghy. You've seen my feature film, Inside Game, and my docuseries, Operation Flagrant Foul, on Netflix. Tonight is confirmed, San Antonio, Phoenix is huge, and I love this matchup. Free on the recorded message line, call 1-800-847-7889. Plus Detroit, New Orleans, and Orlando, Utah. I love to go 3-0, free on the recorded message. Call 1-800-847-7889. No hype, just winning information. San Antonio, Phoenix is a monster. Call 1-800-847-7889. It starts right now, free on the recorded message line. Call me, Tim Donaghy, 800-847-7889. I love to sweep the board where the season's free. Call 1-800-847-7889 or go to timdonaghysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top 3 stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released 2 hostages.
A militant couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got
to
give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.437 now at News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Happy you're with us as we keep you company on the way home. Hopefully keep you safe. We'll get an update on the roads and our weather right now. Seeing some issues here in Pensacola, also Santa Rosa County. A couple of slowdowns as well. Austin, what's it looking like?
All right, so we're still dealing with some congestion, particularly on Airport Boulevard heading towards North Davis Highway. And actually going northbound on North Davis Highway towards I-10, there's a little bit more congestion. Where the crash was reported, closer to Langley Avenue, though, there isn't a ton of backups there, at least not currently. As for Santa Rosa County, the talk of the town right now is still the heavy congestion on Caroline Street coming just across Blackwater River.
All right. Thank you very much. And as far as
the weather overnight, not quite as chilly with low temperatures down in the 40s. Still cool, but not as cold. Clear skies tonight, and we'll have sunshine over the next several days all the way through the weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, high temperatures will be in the 70s and a little bit warmer each day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And right now it is 66 degrees, sunny. Overnight low is going to be 48 tonight. Well, I know what you're thinking. You're sitting in your car. Maybe you're stuck in traffic on Caroline Street. And you're like, man, if there was just somewhere I could get expert analysis and a deep dive on the Wake Forest and Steelers games tonight,
yeah,
I'd be all set. Well, I have great news for you. We have the only guy in Pensacola that can provide you that.
Yeah.
So, Austin, what do we think tonight?
Well, looking at football here in our sports headlines, we'll start with the NFL because that's probably one that's more likely to turn heads of the two. It's Thursday Night Football. It's the 3-4 Titans going to the 4-3 Steelers. Kickoff time is 7:15 p.m. Central. The Steelers have been having some offensive struggles
the entire season. Is Pickett okay? Is he playing?
Pickett is, yes. They said he is for sure playing against the Titans, which will help, hopefully. But the Steelers, they did. They had back-to-back wins and just got shut down against the Jags. So
yeah,
this is a comeback moment.
Well,
for them,
all of a
definitely.
Sudden, the Jaguars are really good, and the weather was really bad.
Yeah.
The Titans, fresh off of wearing their absolutely gorgeous Houston Oilers throwbacks.
Oh, yeah, those are great. Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins turned back the clock to 2018. He's got Will Levis throwing him the football now.
I know. Yeah. I had to get Levis for my fantasy after Kirk Cousins got hurt. So I don't lose tonight either way.
Yeah, the Steelers are, I would assume, favored here.
I believe they may be. If not, the spread is pretty narrow.
Let's see if I can find it real quick.
Yeah, the Steelers, they are at home. They do have the better record so far, but they are definitely in just a state of offensive incompetence.
3 points. I'm a little surprised. Well, no, I'm not, because the Steelers' offense is hot garbage.
Yeah, it's not
good. I'm going to say, though, the Steelers are at home.
Yep.
Will Levis was great last night, but the Steelers' defense is pretty good.
Yeah,
TJ Watt is really good. I'm going to say they got a lot of pressure. They've got film on him now.
Mm-hmm.
So I would expect a little bit of a decline in the performance there from Will Levis. I'm going to say the Steelers win 20-19.
I was going to say 23-20. So we're about on the same wavelength. Yeah. Low scoring game. Steelers narrowly win.
And in college football, actually a pretty decent-sized scoreboard tonight in college. A lot of games going on. Your Wake Forest Demon Deacons traveling up Tobacco Road to take on Duke. 6:30 start time there on ESPN. Or is it a home game?
Oh, no. It's at Duke.
It's at Duke. All right. We've also got Troy taking on South Alabama. That's at 6:30 on ESPN2. So definitely local interest on that one. Big 12 action, at least I think they're still in the Big 12, TCU and Texas Tech.
Yeah.
6 o'clock on FS1 tonight as well. Also, hey, congratulations to the Texas Rangers and all of their fans. First World Series championship in franchise history. Man, I thought I was on something there when Zach Gallen is throwing no-nos through the first five innings, and then all of a sudden, you know, he gets, one run allowed, they take him out, and then in the ninth inning, completely different story there, but well-deserved for the Rangers there. I did not realize that Bruce Bochy was the manager of the Rangers until I was just watching the game.
This is like his
fourth World Series, yeah, because he was the manager of the Giants when they went through their run of winning World Series like every other year for three of them. So
I think I read he's like only the sixth manager to win four, I believe. I'm not sure. But
definitely one of the best of all time there. All right, health, business, and science notes today. A lot happening here. Much to my chagrin, I thought about just a boycott on anything Christmas-related stories, but we serve the people here.
Mm-hmm.
So, Starbucks lovers, your holiday cups are available now. As of today, this year's theme is Share the Joy. There are four designs: peppermint swirl, ribbon spool, bubble wrap, and party plaid. So there you go.
Do any of those tickle your fancy, Joe?
Nah. I love me a great holiday hot chocolate, but
it's not the holidays.
I'm not going to Starbucks for a holiday cup.
Nah, that's fair. And I haven't had one. They're probably kind of expensive. Walmart is reopening over 100 stores that have been redesigned around the country. The remodeling project has cost the company over $500 million to revamp a total of 117 stores. The new layouts include more space, checkout lines designed with customer feedback, expanded pharmacies, and updated vision centers.
So Toyota today recalling more than a million vehicles. The company announced a recall of certain RAV4s from 2013 to 2018. Toyota says there's an issue with the car's replacement batteries, which can spark a fire.
And Six Flags and Cedar Fair are merging to create a powerhouse theme park company. Together, the companies control 27 amusement parks and 15 water parks in North America. The new company will keep the name Six Flags, but trade under Cedar Fair's stock ticker, FUN.
Hmm. If you were listening yesterday, you may have heard us talking about the DiGiorno Thanksgiving pizza. Well, today we have Thanksgiving ice cream.
What?
And yeah, so if you were listening yesterday and you were like, man, that sounds awesome. Well, here is the perfect treat to top that with. So Baskin-Robbins has a new flavor of the month. It's called Turkey Day Fixins. It combines flavors of sweet potato and autumn spice, along with chunks of honey cornbread and tart swirls of cranberry sauce. It's available all month long at Baskin-Robbins locations nationwide. Your thoughts?
I mean, as long as it's like that, like the cornbread, for example, as long as that's not overly savory, if it just has like a cakiness to it, I think that could be good. But
I can't taste sweet. I can't be tasting sweet potato in my ice cream, man. I can't. No, I mean, like I told you about pizza, I'm a pretty boring guy. I'm pretty boring when it comes to ice cream too. Chocolate, mint chocolate, chocolate peanut butter, strawberry. That's home base.
Yeah.
So yeah, no. I'm out on that. But you guys enjoy. Also, pretty interesting one from DoorDash. I will say right off the top here, this is one thing that I am very proud of, is that I am a very good tipper. And when I've used DoorDash and different ride sharing and things like that, I always make sure that if I have the option to tip ahead of time, I will do that, mainly because I don't have cash, number one. But two, I want there to be a pleasant exchange when the pizza is handed over to me. And I feel like the drivers, because, you know, I used to drive for Pizza Hut, and of course you're making deliveries not knowing if you're getting a tip. I feel like if I'm a driver and I know I'm getting a tip on this trip, I want to do good, and the person I'm best friends with that person. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want as a consumer here. But DoorDash is sending a message to those who don't tip, is that, hey, there could be an issue with your service. Customers will see a pop-up disclaimer in the app warning that their food may take longer to arrive. That's because drivers can pick and choose the orders they want to pick up, often going for the ones that pay the most. That would certainly make sense.
Understandable.
The advisory is part of a pilot program, but only in some service areas. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, when you're paying that money, like with the tip included early, if people see that, they will. They'll pick and choose who's going to pay the most, and they'll also pick and choose how well they treat your order and stuff. It's not right, but it's the
right
way people are.
That's just the way it is. Yeah. All right, another check of the roads and weather here at 4:46.
All right, so I'm looking in Escambia County right now, and overall it's been more of the same. We're still having some issues on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway, and a lot of the congestion that was near Schubert Drive has seemingly died down. Same thing with heading towards I-10 as well. Looking at Santa Rosa County, we are seeing some backups now on Caroline Street heading towards the intersection with, what road is this here? That is Avalon Boulevard. Excuse me about that. We're seeing some serious congestion there, along with also seeing some further east on Caroline Street when you're trying to come over Blackwater River.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Meteorologist Alan Strum with the latest on the weather today.
Cool again overnight, but not as chilly. Overnight lows will be down in the 40s. Sunshine Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and each day it gets a little bit warmer. All through the weekend, we'll have high temperatures in the 70s, and it will be rain-free. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, just looking at the National Weather Service here, the next chance of rain that shows up here isn't until next Thursday, and that's just a 20% chance of showers. So very dry, sunny conditions continuing here for our area.
Excellent.
Pop culture notes today. The very last Beatles song is now out.
I know it's true.
So that is Now and Then. It was written and sung by John Lennon decades ago. Newly developed AI technology allowed every Beatle to contribute to the finished song. It includes guitar parts recorded by George Harrison before he died, Ringo Starr's drumming, and, of course, Paul McCartney's bass and piano.
That's awesome. And some other silver lining news, at least. Matthew Perry did not have either fentanyl or meth in his system at his time of death. A more in-depth analysis is being conducted to see if harmful amounts of any other drugs are present in his blood, however. And several people close to Perry said that he was sober and seemed happy in the days leading up to his untimely passing.
So we talked yesterday about about Mariah Carey and how she says, hey, it's Christmas season now. It's November 1st. It's Halloween's over. And today we found out that she is now facing another lawsuit for allegedly stealing the song All I Want for Christmas Is You. Songwriters Andy Stone and Troy Powers wrote a song named All I Want for Christmas Is You back in 1989, 5 years before Carey released her version. So yeah, we've all heard that. I like it. I dig it when it's played on the radio there. But in the newly filed lawsuit, the songwriters accuse Carey of copying their track and are seeking $20 million in damages. The songs do not share lyrics or melodies, though. This guy filed a lawsuit last year, and I don't think it was dismissed, but I think he withdrew it, and I'm not exactly sure the reasons why, but this is the second time now he's coming at the self-proclaimed Queen of Christmas over her song, so...
Well, I'm not a lawyer, but if it doesn't share any lyrics or melodies whatsoever, it just has the same name.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what that's...
Yeah,
I don't know how far that's going to get you. Speaking of Christmas, though, this year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has been chosen. The tree is a Norway spruce that measures 80 feet tall and 43 feet in diameter. The annual lighting ceremony is on November 29th and will be hosted by Kelly Clarkson.
All right, very good. 4:51, final break this hour. Wacky and weird stories and good news to finish up hour number one on Pensacola right now.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. The Fed creates and pops bubbles using interest rate manipulation. Why put the value of your IRA or 401k at their mercy? This is why I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To get a free info kit from Birch Gold, text the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to 989898. Do it now and protect your savings.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pensacola right now. Joe in Austin with you on a Thursday, November 2nd. And thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon drive home. Text line 850-437-1620 right before our final check of the roads and weather this hour. We'll get you a few wacky and weird stories. A troubling one. We were just talking last segment about DoorDash and, you know, meal delivery.
Yeah.
Whatever your worst meal delivery experience is, Austin, do you have one that you can think of?
Not really. No, I've had some bad drive-through experiences, okay, but no food delivery.
All right. Well, whatever your worst meal delivery experience is, this one probably tops it. A guy in Utah ordered Chick-fil-A through Grubhub the other day, sandwich, fries, and a milkshake.
Okay.
Instead of the milkshake, he got a warm cup of pee.
Wow.
As it turns out, the driver likes to save time by not taking bathroom breaks, so he'll use empty cups to relieve himself, and he accidentally gave the guy the wrong cup.
Oh, my goodness.
I will not tell you how the guy found out. Grubhub issued a partial refund, which didn't include the fees or the driver's tip. Interestingly enough, the driver does no longer work for them.
I don't think he should. I mean, maybe I'm in the minority on that, but I don't think he should.
I don't think you are.
Two trucks crashed on a highway in Canada last week. One was towing a trailer filled with fireworks. The accident happened at 10 p.m. and the fireworks started going off, so drivers stuck in traffic got an hour-long fireworks show.
Yeah.
No one was seriously hurt, however, one driver was treated for minor injuries.
Yeah, very cool there. 4:55, final check of the roads and weather this hour.
All right, so we're taking another look in Escambia County in the Pensacola area, and a lot of the congestion on and near North Davis Highway has seemingly cleared up.
Yeah.
And we are also seeing we were seeing some earlier on Pine Forest Road, but that has lessened as well. It's still a bit, you know, splotchy in some spaces, but nothing too heinous. When we get to Santa Rosa County, we're still seeing some congestion on Caroline Street heading westbound towards Avalon Boulevard, and we're still seeing some severe congestion just before Blackwater River on Caroline Street as well.
Yeah, very good there. Looking at the weather, right now it is sunny and 66 degrees. Overnight tonight, 48 for the low. Sunshine Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, increasing highs each day. We'll be around 72 tomorrow and 75 on Saturday and 77 on Sunday. Plenty of sunshine all 3 days. Overnight lows tomorrow through Saturday and Sunday will be right around 55 degrees. So very nice there. One more wacky story for you, Austin. A Colorado funeral home is being accused of giving families fake ashes after cremation services. At least one customer is even saying that instead of ashes, they were giving Quikrete.
One little dropper of water and mixed them up, and the reaction, it looked very, very similar in little pasty consistency and everything. And then when it dried into little tiny little rocks.
Okay. The funeral home was just improperly storing the bodies, allowing them to rot, and just sending the fake ashes instead. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
That's terrible. All right. Why don't you finish up with some good news here?
I would love to. After that.
Segue.
A charity called the Heart Gift Foundation brought a 4-year-old girl from Syria to the U.S. for heart surgery. Her name is Naz Hassan, and she's been living in Louisiana with her mother. Their doctor invited them to stay at his house, and the best news is she got her surgery. It happened October 30th, took 6 hours, but was successful. Halloween is her favorite holiday, and they knew she wouldn't be able to celebrate it on the 31st, unfortunately. Her doctor's neighbors heard about it and decided to help her celebrate it early. More than 60 houses participated in a trick-or-treating event just for her, and she dressed as a butterfly.
Very cool story there. Also, two animals with fun names in the news. A big-eared bat named William Shakespeare.
Oh, wow.
Won a bat beauty contest in Oregon. Also, a runaway pig that was missing in Pennsylvania for 17 days is now back home safe and sound. His name was Kevin Bacon. Real Kevin Bacon may have helped make it happen. He posted about it on social media the other day and said, "Bring Kevin Bacon home." which they were certainly able to do. So good story there.
Wow. Bat beauty contest and runaway pigs. How about that?
That's right. Yes. we cover the entire spectrum of good news stories here on the program. 4:59, you know what that sound means. We're going to step away. 12-minute break for us. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. I wonder, you know, our good friend Tanner Stewart, he's on with us every Friday. Looking forward to talk to him tomorrow. But I believe that with today's being Media Day, that he would have had his Blue Angels flight today. So we'll see if Channel 3 does anything with that at 5 o'clock. Looking forward to Tanner talking about that experience. Hopefully everything went well technically, so he was able to get the full twist and turns, and hopefully passed out a little bit as well, because, you know, that's the full experience there. All right, we're back in about 5:10 or so, ready for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Channel 3 News at 5 comes up now. News Radio 92.3.